Sagat Samit Paragalaf Mishnah Gimel Matar Matzeach Upasach Etzah Pishpesh. After the lottery was drawn to see which column was left on the Tumas Hadeshim, the Mamuna would take the key and open up the Pishpesh. The Pishpesh was a small door built inside the gate that led from the Beit Hamokeh to the Azor. They would not yet open up the big gate itself. Instead, the Pishpesh, the small door, would be opened up. The Nichnach Mi Beit Hamokeh La Azor. Mamuna would then enter from the Beit Hamokeh into the Azor. The Nichnasu Achor, the Kohanim, would follow him into the Azor. There were two torches held by the Kohanim. The Nachlaku, the state Kito, the Kohanim would divide up into two groups. Elu Halkan Ba Sadra Derech HaMizrach, the Elu Halkan Ba Sadra Derech HaMar. One group would go up on the balcony that was built inside the Azor along the northern wall. And that group would walk on the eastern side of the balcony, while the other group would walk on the western side of the balcony. Hayibokim Bahochen, Achimagian Lamako, and Beis Ose Chavizim. The Kohanim ever walked on the balcony would check out the clay shards to make sure they were all counted for and that they were all in the right place. They would walk along the balcony until they got to the Makom Ose Chavisim, which is the place where they made the Chavisim. The Chavisim was the mincha that the Kohen got or brought every day, 6 chalos in the morning and 6 chalos in the evening. And the place where it was made was next to the Sharon Kana, which was on the eastern side of the Azor. Hegiu Elu Ve'elu, the two groups would meet by the place where they made the Chavisim. Amru Shalom Hakol Shalom. Each group would ask the other group, Shalom, is everything okay? Are all the clay shards accounted for and in the right place? And each group would respond, Hakol Shalom, all the clay shards are accounted for and are in the right place. Hinidu Ose Chavisim, Lasos Chavisim. After they checked out to make sure the clay shards were accounted for, they would then have the people who made the Chavisim go into the place where they make the Chavisim to start making the Chavisim for the mincha that the Kohen Gadol was going to bring that day. The person who won the lottery to be tarring the Mizbeach to do the Trumas Hadesh, and he's the one that was tarring the Mizbeach in the morning. The Hay Momlin, though, the Kohanim would tell the person who was Zoch on the Trumas Hadesh, he's Larishem et Tiga Bekli, Achetikadi Yedecha Raglecha Menakir. Be careful not to touch any Kli Shari until you're Makadi Yedayim Raglecha from the Kir. So you wash your hands and feet from the Kir that was in the Azar. You're not allowed to touch a Kli Shari until you do Kiddush Yadayim Bragline, nor can you do any Avodah until you do Kiddush Yadayim Bragline. Barei Amachta Nesuna B'mitzoah Ben HaKeves L'mizbeach B'marevo Shal Keves. They would tell the Kohen who was off on the Trumas Hadeshen that the Shabbat on which the Trumas Hadeshen is done is in the corner between the Keves and the Mizbeach on the western side of the Keves. That's where the Shabbat was kept. Ein Adam Nechnazimo. No Kohen would enter with him to the part of the Azar where the Kiyah was, where he did the Kiddush Yadayim Bragline. At that part of the Azar between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. And the Kohen is not allowed to go between the Mizbeach and the Ulam unless he needs to go there for the Avodah. The Lo Ner B'yadah, Ela Mahalech Lo Amarach. The Kohen who did the Trumas Hadeshen would not hold the Ner when he walked to the western part of the Azar, because while he was walking, he'd be able to see because of the Ur on the Maracha, the fire on the Mizbeach would light up the way for him. Lo Hayurowin Oso, Velo Shomin Es Kolo. When the Kohen who did the Trumas Hadeshen walked to the western part of the Azar, nobody would be able to see him. As he walked in between the Mizbeach and the Ulan, the Mizbeach blocked their view. They couldn't hear his voice either. As the Kohanim and the Azor walked barefoot, so they could not hear him. The first sound they would hear is the handle that Ben-Katan made for the Kiyah being moved. As Ben-Katan, who was a Kohen Gadol, made a handle for the Kiyah in order to lower the Kiyah into the ground every night. As the water in the Kiyah is considered kadosh, since the Kiyah is a Kli Shari, any water that's put in there becomes kadosh, and it's possible, even if it's left out overnight, becomes puzzle. So in order that they wouldn't have to put a new water in the kir every day, Menkazim attached a handle to the kir, and attached that handle with a rope that lowered the kir into the ground, and when the water is lowered into the ground, it does not become puzzle balina. So therefore, the Kohen that did the Trumas Hadeshen, who was the first person to wash his hands from the kir, he would have to move that handle in order to raise up the kir above ground. That's the first sound they would hear. When they heard that sound, the Kohen would say, the time is weak to be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim from the kir. And after the Kohen did the Trumas Hadeshen, all the Kohenim who did the Avodah would go be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyah. Na'atah Machta Chakasa V'ala L'Rosh HaMizbeach. After the Kohen was Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim, he went and took the silver shovel and went to the top of the Mizbeach. Upina Tadacholam Helef V'Helef. He would then move the coal to the other side of the Mizbeach. V'chata Minamu Cholos HaPrimius. And he would shovel out some of the interior coal that had turned into ash. V'yard. He would then go down the Kebeth with the coal in his shovel. He gave the risk, but when he reached the floor, Abba Panav looked up, and he then turned to face the northern part of Azor. He walked facing north on the eastern side of the Kebes for about 10 amos. He then piled the coals on the floor of the Azara at a distance from the Kebes of about 3 tefachim. That is the very same place where the Kohanim put the insides of the oak that were brought as a korban and the dishon of the mizbeach haprimi, the ashes from the mizbeach that was inside the hekel, and also the ashes from the menorah.